All right. I'm Susan Babick. I work for the American Cancer Society, and I support Clearfield County, which includes the Relay for Life of Du Bois.
Fantastic. And back to Eva. Who are you, and what is your role with Du Bois Relay for Life?
I'm the event lead for the Du Bois Relay. I've been involved with the Relay for well over 25 years in some capacity or another. Like I said, right now, though, I'm the event lead for the Du Bois Area Relay.
Now, since you are the event lead, Eva, tell us a little bit about this year's Relay for Life and what we can expect.
This year's relay is coming up July 24th from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. in the Du Bois City Park. It is a Christmas in July theme, so some of the tents will be decorating with Christmas. We do have entertainment all year long. All day long. That starts off with our team and vendor setup. And then from 10 to 11, we have an opening ceremony. 11 to noon, we have music by Heather Olson. 12 to 12:30, we have Zumba with Dan Minns. 2 to 3, we have music with Gary Bickerstaff. 3:30 to 4:30, we have the Vagabonds Band. 5 to 6, we have the band On the Mend. At 7:30, we are having our Survivor Lap. At 8 p.m., our Luminaria Service. And 9 to 10, we're having a band called None of the Above. They are actually a band. It does not mean that None of the Above are playing. And at 10 o'clock, we have cleanup and a closing.
Eva, I know you, of course, gave us a full rundown on exactly what is happening for the day and, of course, the weekend events when it comes to Du Bois Relay for Life. But there are, of course, the more static things that happen every year. Opening ceremony, survivor walk, luminary, and the closing ceremony. Can you give us some details on that for this year's event?
The opening ceremony, we welcome everybody to the Relay for Life. We introduce the team captains, the other event lead people who work with me to get the event taken care of. And we, you know, thank the community, welcome everybody for being there, make a couple announcements, thank our sponsors for everything they do for us throughout the year. So that's basically our opening. The Survivor Lap is the lap where anybody who's a survivor and their caregiver can come, and we make a lap around the park at 7:30. We, you know, it's survivorship, so we kind of do an upbeat music for them to walk to. And then at 8 o'clock is the Luminaria Service, where we light the Luminaria bags, which they will be lit prior, but at that time, the bags will definitely be lit. And then we do a reading and things like that for the Luminaria Service. And the closing will just be like wrapping up what we did, how we did, and thanking everybody for coming. Unfortunately, we're not having a survivor dinner this year because of the COVID restrictions and things like that still. So we still want people to come out and support us, though. That part of the relay is not going to take place, unfortunately.
Now back to you, Susan, if we can. Yes. Let's talk about some of the volunteers and the relay teams overall and how much effort and time that they put into not only Du Bois Relay for Life, but fundraising year-round.
Right. We have some amazing volunteers that do work all year-round that work with the community. We have other community support that supports their fundraisers. So it's great that they do have all year. We meet once a month and try to cover everything in that one month that's going on and make plans. And I just truly appreciate what the volunteers organize and the fundraisers that they do throughout the year.
Now, when it comes to the money overall, when we raise money for Du Bois Relay for Life, where does it go?
That money is used for, we do have patient services that we offer. We have an 800 number where anybody can call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So you wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning and, you know, you've been diagnosed with cancer and you're having some symptoms that you're not, you wonder maybe, should I be worried about this? You can call that 800 number and talk to an oncology nurse, and they will help you through the process to see maybe you do need to go to the hospital. So that's one of the great things that helps everybody anywhere, anytime. But the American Cancer Society does invest a lot of money in research, because research is what's going to help everybody. Everybody that's diagnosed with cancer. We want to improve the treatments. We want to work on immunotherapies and get some treatments that are not so so hard on your body as chemo is. Increase, you know, the lifespan of people who are diagnosed with cancer, and just, you know, looking for that cure.
Yeah, always looking for the cure. And also, too, something more than just money is something else that we can do for the individuals going through a lot of the things that you just talked about. So how important is it that, you know, we also offer those individuals that type of support?
I think it's huge. It's great to know that when you're talking to someone who has already been through it, somebody's just diagnosed and they're saying, you know, what's going to happen? It's even though they probably have been told when they're talking to someone who is a survivor and who has been through what they're expecting to go through, it makes a huge difference.
Now, of course, back to you too, Eva. Let's talk about some of the upcoming events that are going to be coming up that are outside of Du Bois Relay for Life, but of course still helping with fundraising.
Some of our upcoming events that we've already are working on will be our 10th annual car cruising. It's September 25th in the Du Bois City Park. We have lots of things going on that day. We have the DUI simulator coming in, sponsored by Kim McDonald State Farm. We have a lap for the kids. They can bring their power wheels or pedal cars over. They can take a lap around the park, then put their cars on display. The car cruising is open to anything on wheels. It does not necessarily have to be a car. It can be a tractor. It can be a golf cart. It can be a side-by-side. Anything that you want to bring. And we have them set up, and you can put a can outside of your car for the people to vote. Like, it's not a judged show or anything. It's just come hang out, have a good time. We do have a DJ coming, and we offer food. The next thing we have is a gun raffle. It's November 20th at Grace Gun Shop. The other thing we have coming up is Santa letters. We do the Santa letters, so that more information will be coming out on that. That's not finalized completely yet. And we're also having our Santa lunch. It's December 5th at the Brady Township Community Center. The time hasn't been selected yet, but they can follow us on our Relay for Life of Du Bois Facebook page and get all that information. And back to the car cruising, we also have a Relay for Life car cruising page. It's car cruising, Relay for Life of Du Bois PA. So they can follow that to get more information on the car cruising.
Well, there we have it. Fantastic, ladies. Anything else that you would each like to add in regards to Du Bois Relay for Life?
I would just like to extend the invitation to the community. These teams work all year. The teams and the volunteers are there all year long working, and it would be wonderful if the community could just spend a little bit of time at the Relay for Life. Stop by. There's a lot of raffles going on. There's going to be food. It's entertainment on the stage, as Eva said, but it's something that I know the Relay teams would love for the community to show their support by just stopping by and walking around. Take a lap. Come and take a lap.
Well, there you have it. Of course, Susan Babick and Eva McKee of Du Bois Relay for Life, thank you both for joining us.
Thanks, Marissa.
Thank you.